This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back inside the Carroll Sofer Indoor Practice Facility here in Coral Gables. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, and we are live here at the University of Miami. First day of pads, and seems like every year since Mario's been here, we've been able to come out here. And he joins us right now, Mario Cristobal. Coming off a 10-3, 5-7, 7-6, 10-3, the big jump. You know the number that, looking at some of the numbers last night, this is only second time in 20 years. University of Miami's won 10 games. You know, it just, I was shocked. I was like, nah, I can't. Yeah, I've been down here. I guess, it, you know, and you start looking at it, but you got to feel a lot better the way this thing's flipped around. I know it didn't finish the way you wanted, but you look. And what you've added, and we'll get into the transfer report on these recruiting classes, have been some of the tops in the country. You got to feel like at some point it's all going to catch up and come together.
No doubt. I mean, a ton of progress, a ton of hard work. And at the end of the day, like you mentioned, when you mentioned that 20-year, that span, at the end of the day, I'm a Miami Hurricane, and I was pissed off, and I wanted to come home and fix it. You know, and I think the more we get everybody in that mindset that we owe Miami, because Miami's been pretty damn good to us as former Hurricanes, as to our community, to our city, the better off we're going to be. And that's happening. And it shows in our roster. It shows in our progress. It shows in our GPA, our draft picks, our combine invites, you name it. And certainly our record. And we are, for us, we're just getting started. We're not even close to being in any way, shape, or form content. So you're going to enjoy today, man. We got your pads and your helmet ready for you.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking for, I think we're all looking forward to hearing more and more about the team. So you know what it's supposed to look like, and I know you always go back to that, like, okay, that looks like some of the guys I've coached in the past that are playing in the NFL. You feel like there's more of those guys, teenagers, as well as some of the guys that are a little bit older on this team.
Absolutely, especially in the trenches, right, where it starts and ends. So we see that, and we're starting to see, more than starting to see, you're starting to see legitimate depth where it's built to last. It's built for us to get better and better as the years go on. And then you see young, but you see dynamic playmakers out on the perimeter, both on offense and on defense. Guys that can play man coverage, guys that can win one-on-one matches, big tight ends that could run and knock you back.
And you've had some good ones.
Yeah, and then Kabicha can also stretch the field. So all in all, the roster has made so much progress, and everyone's got a ton of confidence in these guys.
All right, so you come out of spring. We got all the spring stuff, and you take a look at something from the year before, and you are not afraid to hit that transfer portal and heavy at certain positions like that secondary. And what you've added coming back with the experience of these guys, some of them SEC guys, Tennessee and Auburn and some other schools, but going out and finding those guys to add the depth from what you had a year ago.
Well, it was no secret. Down the stretch, we had a tough time covering. And, you know, you got to do things to mask that, right? You got to keep everything in front of you. But anyways, that's behind this.
Yeah.
But we had to get better personnel, too, because if you do, then you could do some things. You could do different things. And we had to get it in numbers because that was certainly an area where we had not reached expectations from a recruiting standpoint. We just didn't. Or development standpoint, both. So if that's the case, you know what? Modern-day football lets you fill the holes in a couple different manners, and the portal is one of them. So, brother, if it's there, we're going to use it. Even if we're good at a position and there's a guy that can make us better, whether it be in high school, Japan, the portal, we're going to go get the guy.
Right. So the number one question I get all offseason about you guys is, hey, we need to get to see Carson Beck throw during the spring. How's he throwing it? We all saw that little video of him playing catch a few months ago. You got to see it. You've seen it all offseason since he's been given the green light to throw the ball. He's been out here now. How's he throwing it?
You know, he missed spring, but he was cleared about 10 days right after spring. So he had all 8, 9, 10 weeks of the players and their own OTAs, their player-led workouts. And he's had every single practice and every single rep as well. There has been no limitations since May. And what we've seen is exactly what we would hope we would see. And we're pushing the envelope. We think sky's the limit for him. We think we have a great version of him. He's had tremendous experience in the past. And he is beyond fired up, enthused to be part of this. So every single day he approaches it with intentionality, with purpose. And you'll watch today and you tell me what you think.
Oh, I can't wait. No, listen, that by itself, just to see him, he's a class act. We had him on at the ACC. Everybody had their mind made up of what he might be like. And he's all business, but at the same time, very, very respectful guy. You lost four wide receivers and a tight end, one of the top tight ends in the country last year. You worried at all? You hit the transfer portal as well as development.
Not worried, confident. I think every year college football is, I wouldn't say it's completely a one-year team that you're coaching every year, but there certainly is a lot of transition and a lot of change. And we recruited really well at those positions. Not overly deep, but deep enough. And what we've seen so far in practice with the combination of the older guys we brought in from the portal, the younger guys that we signed, and then the leadership of a guy like C.J. Daniels, I think you're going to be really impressed with the way not only he performs, but the way he rounds up those guys and keeps pushing that unit forward. He's been unbelievable. And we've been, like, our offense, we continue to evolve because we know, obviously, everyone's going to put the bullseye on an offense that had a ton of production. We continue to evolve. I think we're going to keep getting better and better.
Yeah, and you had some guys. It was so good. How helpful is it? I should ask you, because when I was playing and you were playing, nobody was graduating early to come to spring football like they are. Now you had damn near your whole class do it.
Well, not only that, guys are leaving high school a whole year early, not half a year and a half early. Guys are reclassing and whatnot. It's the biggest advantage you can imagine. Imagine going through, you know, 7-8 months of training, of going through spring practice, your winter workouts, your stations, your summer OTAs, getting, what, 15, 18, 21 credits under their belt, knowing just process, where to be, how to get there. You just eliminate a redshirt year when you do that.
Right.
You're able to just come right in, especially at the, you know, some of the guys that we're recruiting, you could get those guys ready to play right away.
So we talked about the wide receivers and the secondary. You got a pretty good idea of everybody, or is it still to be determined between now and that Notre Dame game, or of who's be playing and who the key backups will be?
I mean, you have a general idea, but the truth of the matter is the best part about this entire team is that they do love to work. They do. They love to work. They love to compete. And we would never shut the door on anybody at any time of year as it relates to playing time. I mean, the more we play, the better of a team we become. The more buy-in it is to being a team. And, you know, we tell these guys all the time, this is the last time you're going to be part of a – I know we're headed towards a business model in college football, but still a team game, man. And there's too much, I would say, too much progress by a lot of young guys at a lot of critical positions. I mean, last night we were sitting there talking going, holy crap, we had no idea this guy would catch on so quickly. But you know what? Hard work's paid off. Let's get him in the rotation with the ones, you know, in the next couple of practices, see how he responds against better competition.
One of the guys I'm really looking forward to, looking at the roster last night, is your defensive tackle, Justin Scott. Just his development from a five-star guy, great get, one of the top recruits you've had over these three great recruiting classes, and now he gets a chance to be a frontline guy. How much has he developed over the year?
A ton of progress with him. You know, it's his time, and he's ready. You know what gets him ready are those guys on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
because they get, you know what, they'll get their pads down, they'll knock your ass around. And if you don't like that kind of life, you ain't going to survive in this conference and any conference in college football. So Justin has been, it's been a baptism of fire since last year, just thrown in there against an excellent offensive line. He's responded well. We expect a big year on him.
The experience factor of all the guys and that transfer portal, the one thing it brings, if everybody buys into your system, is they played some big-time football. A lot of these guys you have. How much does that help, especially on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, you got to have it. I mean, you can't have independent contractors that are strictly all assassins, right? Because those guys would have agendas and go separate ways. But, again, Corey Heatherman is a really he's an elite coach and individual and teacher. And that's the most valuable thing when it comes to coaching, right? A guy's got to be able to teach and connect. And every single day he finds a way to make those guys better, so their buy-in is really, really, really high. You'll see it in the forum and the way we communicate today, the way we run to the football. We're not all the way there yet, but, man, it's been exciting to watch that defensive progress.
You talk about elite. I'm always curious, and we're talking about Corey Heatherman, defensive coordinator that's you just got. What makes him special? Like, is it simplifying things so everybody can understand and doesn't have to think a lot? Is it still being aggressive, and what do you see from them?
Well, it's simple, and I would say consistency in terminology, coaching in sound bites and not in dissertations, right? If you have to talk a bunch, you're going to confuse somebody, right? We're talking about snap judgment and decisions throughout the course of the game. But he makes it simple and digestible for our guys, but complex for the other side. He's a conceptual and a progression teacher. Like Shannon Dawson, those guys teach in a progression, and they teach concepts so you could almost overlay, right, cut and paste to different formations, to different sets, to different looks up front that end up being a sim pressure or, you know, a zone pressure. So when you can do that and have things just relate to each other and have word association with it, I think you get a lot more mileage.
I know your focus right now is on this football team and getting ready for the start of the season. But that recruiting thing never stops, does it?
No, it will never stop.
So where do you find, as a head coach, and everybody talks about your crazy hours, and we have a little fun with it in the morning that your wife never gets vacations and stuff. When do you recruit? Like, what time do you go, all right, let me hit the West Coast for a while now.
No, you take advantage of every single second and minute. And you know what? You got to have people that understand that. Like, when we hire coaches, they and their wives, their spouses, they better understand that. This is not a hobby. It's not a check-the-box, punch-the-clock job. Like, dude, I'm gonna buzz you at whatever time necessary so we could get whatever done. So when we're sitting here with Joe Rose next year, he's going, holy crap, who is that?
Right.
And that there's one behind him and one behind him. That's the only way to get really good. It's become very different because, as you see, there's money involved now. There are, you know, there's no market stability. You don't know, right. Right? It's not dictated by anything. So you've got to be on point with your relationships, with your connections, with the communication. And it doesn't stop. You just got to, when you do take your family on vacation, which is not too long, you just got to find the windows. And you got to be willing to, you know, step away from what you're doing and handle it. It's that simple.
You come in, the coaches poll just came out. You're 10th in the country, what means high expectations once again to finish at the top of the ACC. People notice what you're doing.
I think it means that exactly that we're being recognized for the progress of our program. And for us, it means that we have a long way to go. That's what it means to us. I wish I think every coach wishes these polls came out at the end of the season instead of at the beginning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I think what's obvious and is – true as the day is long is that we've been busting our asses to get Miami to where it needs to be, and the progress is just, it's not going to stop. And there's nothing that's going to stop it. So you're going to see us work today, brother, and you're going to see exactly why Miami continues to stay on that trajectory.
Every time I talk to you and I go, hey, Notre Dame's right around the corner, and you stay focused on that day. And you have to do that with this team as well and not get caught up like, hey, a little over 3 weeks, we're going to be playing one of the top teams in the country in Notre Dame.
Well, if we don't block and tackle and throw and catch better and secure the football better and disrupt the football better, it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, and those are – I mean, I'm talking since the day I started playing football for Dennis Lavelle at Columbus High School. That was it. It was like right here, right now, like I want and need your full attention. This is what we're going to do. And eventually you get to that point in time where, you know, you change your focus. You're 10, 12, 14 days out. But until that, the whole world knows who we're playing.
Yeah.
Every single player knows, has had that circled, you know,
by
forever.
By the way, you're playing on Sunday for a reason.
You know, and there's absolutely – when I say that, it's not on the wall anywhere. It doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't – what needs to ramp up is pride and performance on a daily basis and absolutely everything we do. And when your entire organization has that, then you know what? You're ready to do things the right way.
Yeah. It's incredible. As I look at this, this could be potentially with everything. Yeah, the great passing game. I mean, my God, the greatest passing and one of the best we've had in the history of college football with what you just did with Cam Ward and that offense. But overall, this team just looks, if everything goes the way you expect it, it could be a lot more balanced team at every part of this team. Do you feel that way looking at it?
Well, you know, Joe, last year we never got enough of attention. Is not really a big thing, but we were third in the country in yards per carry. Like, we pounded the ball really well.
No, you're right. We don't talk. I'm guilty, too.
It's not that. As I'm saying, but you just don't handcuff a Cam Ward when he can see the field, when he sees a hole in quarters coverage, when he sees a nickel leaning in too much or tipping his hand and spitting the ball out there for a big game. You don't. Sometimes it might bite you, but you're going to get a ton of big plays as well. But it's football, and if you have a guy that can do that, you do that. So there's another, 25-plus 30 carries where, we might end up, 2 or 1 in the country in that. So we take a lot of pride in that, and we think we're getting better and better at it.
I thought it was great. Some of the greatest PR you've had over last year was great seeing you at the NFL Combine with a number one pick in the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't buy that you and how close he is and what this school meant to Cam Ward. You could tell by you guys from University of Miami being there. How fun was that being there during that time with that thing so damn popular now?
It was a blast. I've never been to Green Bay either. I mean, that looked like game day out there. That was absolutely nuts. And I've missed three opportunities because Justin Herbert, COVID, so no draft, right? Then Panay Sewell,
I thought you'd been before. I didn't realize that.
Panay Sewell had the biggest feast ever in Utah, and that was better than any draft party you could ever imagine. And then we headed out this way when Kayvon was getting, so we never had a chance to go. So it was kind of neat that when we finally did, it was a number one overall pick. So we weren't there very long, all right? We were on a plane quickly after. But, man, I just watching that family, the reaction, Cam, the work, his teammates just, and the truth of the matter, I think Arroyo should have been part of that first round as well. But that's all right. He'll work himself into having that type of magnitude with that team.
Yeah, listen, and more to come. So it's – hey, by the way, real quickly, Reuben Bain coming back, got hurt early last year. But I just love Mesidorn and Bain on the outside to kind of start things and kick things off.
We do, too. We do, too. Him and Akeem Mesidorn have taken upon themselves with our – we've enhanced nutrition. You should have lunch over there today. I mean, you'll have abs.
The green shake.
You'll have abs by 2 o'clock today if you go over there. But those two guys have grinded themselves. Mesidorn and him have leaned out, and they're both, 350, 365, 370 power cleaners. So they're really explosive, powerful guys. they've been playing the best football they have since they've been here. So, and they've been grinding. And, you know, our offensive line, get after them. They get after the offensive line. I think you'll have a ton of fun watching that today.
I'll leave you this. The big guy, I always love talking. You see the one guy and you're going, man, that's the first guy coming off the bus, as Jason Taylor always likes to say. How good has Markell Bell looked so far?
He's been excellent.
Left tackle position.
Man, I'm going to send you a picture of him in high school and what he's turned into. You know, they even named the like triple cheeseburger after him in town, you know, when it was NIL deals. But he's down about 340.
Wow.
He's bending, scooting. I mean, those feet move fast. Those hands are really heavy. His balance and body control is off the charts. His knowledge of the game continues to skyrocket. Huge future for Markell Bell.
Mario, thanks, man. Spent a few
Thank
extra
you.
Minutes. I really
Let's
appreciate
get after,
it,
brother.
Man. It's great. Thank you for having us out here.
I'm going to give you a penalty flag, too. Anybody gets a penalty, you can whip it right at him, all right?
I can throw it down low. I
Wherever
see
you
that.
Want.
Any kind of holding or anything. All right. All offense in today. All right. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. I want to thank Mario for spending a little bit of time with us this morning and go over everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.